This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 20, 2017. Christian Wade, the State House reporter, writes that aging water and sewer pipes will cost Massachusetts communities nearly $18 billion in upgrades, according to an auditor's report that is prompting calls for state intervention. The report, released Tuesday by State Auditor Suzanne Bump, said cities and towns are struggling to cover the cost of infrastructure. It estimates $7.24 billion will be needed for water systems and $8.99 billion for wastewater treatment systems over the next two decades. In addition, cities and towns face another $1.58 billion in upgrades to meet stringent new storm water rules set by the federal government. At least 146 communities, including Beverly and Peabody, were surveyed as part of the report, which calls on Governor Charlie Baker and lawmakers to work with the federal government to address the plumbing problem. The study calls for at least $50 million a year in new state aid to help pay for water and sewer projects, as well as state money to leverage low-interest loans to cities and towns. Lynn is calculating the costs of new schools, Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the City Council in Lynn is set to put a question on the ballot in March that asks taxpayers to fund two new schools. The voters will be asked to pony up an estimated $75 million or $200 annually for each of the next 25 years on their tax bills for a pair of schools that would serve students in the Pickering Middle School District and West Lynn. The school committee voted last week to request the council take the action. Under the city charter, the 11-member council is obligated to put the question on the ballot, according to James LaManna, the city's attorney. Voter consent is required for any bond to exceed $4 million. A special election is expected to be held Tuesday, March 14. If approved, a 652-student school would be built near Breed Pond Reservoir off Parkland Avenue, and a second facility to serve just over 1,000 students would be constructed on McManus Field on Commercial Street near Lynn Tech. Enrollment continues to grow, and we are out of space, said Tom Arabino, the secretary for the Lynn School Committee. Quote, if voters reject the bond, we would be at a point where we were many years ago when we offered only a half-day kindergarten. Public schools are everyone's right and everyone's tax responsibility. Thomas Grillo writes this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn, and there's more in the item as well on the Lynn schools. I'm Bill Newell for North Shore Today, MSO News Sports.
Thank you, Bill. The City of Peabody's dogs could be running free in their new park as early as this fall, according to Ariana McNeil in the Salem News. It's taken a few years to agree on a location and identify funding, writes McNeil. The new canine haven will occupy a portion of Emerson Park off Perkins Street, where a storage shed currently stands next to the skate park. Grants from a private foundation will pay nearly the entire bill, which could exceed $200,000. Mayor Ted Betancourt is quoted as saying, I thought it was a recreational opportunity the city of Peabody should have. When complete, the park will be roughly 70,000 square feet, including a small adjacent parking area. It will be split between areas for large and small dogs, according to City Parks and Recreation's Director Jennifer Davis. That could change, however, once the landscape architect is hired. Mary Marcos writes in the Gloucester Times, new ownership at the lobster pool in Rockport has reinvigorated a long-simmering dispute between residential neighbors and the Granite Street restaurant about parking, noise, and visiting diners. The latest brouhaha is over the number of diners the Seaside Eatery can seat. Residents recently submitted a complaint to Building Inspector Paul Orlando regarding the picnic tables on the outdoor lawn. A more than 40-year-old town law limits the restaurant to six picnic tables, a cap Orlando admitted was sometimes exceeded by the previous owners. Next Wednesday, the four new owners will ask the Rockport Board of Appeals if they may return some of those tables to the lawn after Orlando had them remove all but six in response to the complaint. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.